Morning, everybody. The House State Affairs Committee will please come to order. Would you please call the roll?
Representative Keller?
Here.
Representative Millet?
Excused.
Representative Price Tompkins?
Here.
Representative Gaddis?
Here.
Representative Hughes?
Here.
Representative Isaacson?
Here.
Chair Lynn?
Here. Again, good morning, everybody. We will be hearing this morning SCR 17, concerning the 150th anniversary of the Alaska Purchase, okay? Which is supposed to explain why we're all here. So would the sponsor please come forward on that bill? Right. Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning. Erin Hansen for staff for Senator McGuire. Thank you very much for taking the time.
Did you identify yourself?
Yep. Erin Hansen for Senator McGuire. And I'm sorry the senator isn't here today herself, but she thanks you again for your time. And I'd be happy, Mr. Chairman, to explain the resolution.
Okay.
All right. Senate Concurrent Resolution 17 commemorates the sesquicentennial anniversary of the Purchase of Alaska to be celebrated in 2017. The 150th anniversary of the purchase is an ideal opportunity for all of us to celebrate our state's history, both under the American flag, under the Russian flag, and thousands of years of Alaska Native history before that. And SCR 17 recognizes the historic significance of the anniversary of the purchase, and it encourages all Alaskan communities to plan events to celebrate this anniversary. It also asks the Alaska Historical Commission to essentially lead in planning these events and seek opportunities to engage, support, and coordinate events through our communities, schools, universities, libraries, museums, businesses, civic and historical groups, and government agencies. And by passing this resolution now, we provide these communities with ample time to plan such events.
Thank you very much. I may have missed it, but do you have there, what was the purchase price?
I believe then, it is.
And do you have the first? What would that be in today's dollars?
You know, I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, I don't have that handy.
Wait a minute.
Or is it in the bill?
Okay. Would you please read that to us,
yes,
Representative Isaacson?
Mr. Chairman, the sponsor statement shows that it was purchased for $7,200,000.
And did anybody have any clue what that'd be in 2014 dollars?
A lot of money.
A lot of money. But still a bargain.
Yes, still a bargain.
Any other questions? Representative Isaacson.
Yes, I have great affinity for this bill. As a matter of fact, when it gets to the floor, I'll probably have to make a motion to recuse myself, Mr. Chairman, because October 18th, 1957, 90 years to the day, this lad was blessed to be born and then came up as a Russian translator to this great land. So this is actually a birthday celebration for me. But my question would be, what type of celebration, what kind of great stuff would you be asking communities to do? What do you think is the caliber? Because the 50th anniversary of statehood came, and we did some things in Anchorage, and there were some coins that were made and other things, but what does the sponsor envision as far as celebration throughout Alaska? What are some of the events?
Sure. Well, through the chair, currently in Sitka on Alaska Day, I don't know if you're familiar, Sitka has a big parade. They do all sorts of sort of historical balls and things like that. So I think in general, on the actual Alaska Day and Seward's Day, those are great opportunities for parades and events and fairs and things like that. But I think more than anything, it's an educational opportunity. And so we're encouraging libraries to put together events, educational events. We're encouraging schools to take an extra step in speaking about Alaska history. We're encouraging museums to put together exhibits specifically about Alaska history and the purchase of Alaska and the signing of the treaties. So.
Okay, excellent. Thanks.
He's already done it.
I like the idea of having balls. That'd be fun.
Having what?
A ball.
I couldn't speak to it.
having a gala.
I'm not going there. Reverend Gaddis.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My esteemed colleague was, I too was born in 1957, but I'm not 90 years old, so I don't know what kind of math we're doing here.
Oh, I'm 81, as a newspaper
said. 1867 to 1967 through the chair, or 57 through the chair.
57 to present is not 90 years.
1967.
This is not the Finance Committee.
Absolutely. But that being said, 67. I was here during our 100th year celebration, which would be our centennial, and I can tell you what we did then in 1967.
Sure.
And I cannot tell you what I did 100 years ago, but I can 81 years ago.
But I can remember I lived in the interior at the time. My mother was a school teacher and brought our whole family down to Anchorage, great big celebrations, lots of things celebrating Alaska, Alaska's riches, Alaska's, in our particular case, we had polished many different, what we thought were gravel pit rocks, and at the time, if you polish many of our stones, they become really beautiful stones, and pick them out and put them on our Alaska stones, and we're able to sell them, and I think it was for a scouting program. But I think what I remember then, and I was at 90, was a lot of Alaskans coming together, lots of celebrations, a lot of, and this is 50 years ago, I'm thinking downtown Anchorage, it was a like the fur rendezvous are now. And so, I mean, I too am going to support this resolution. I think that 150 years, I don't want to wait for 200 years because I don't know about that kind of math, but I probably won't be around. So thank
I'll
you.
I'll be chairing this committee. Yeah.
Representative Lynn will still be here chairing this committee, but thank you.
You know, we have Serge there, obviously. He's the one who did this. It's a shame there's not a, some kind of a coordination between the two. It cannot happen, I understand, because it's two totally different dates. But he purchased it, you know, and so it's,
yeah.
Reverend Isaac.
So for the record, to clarify, the second comment of mine, and not the first, but the state was purchased in 1867. 90 years later would be 1957. That's the 90. But you did remind me of the fact that Fairbanks created Alaska Land, or what was known for years. It was A67, then became Alaska Land, and now is known as Pioneer Park, a great celebration area even to this day. And then we had a flood. But then that's a good remembrance of things that we might do, and perhaps communities can still create monuments that enabled communities to get together, and you know, parks in this sense, to celebrate on a regular basis the sense of community and celebration of life here in Alaska, and remembrance of our pioneers. That's a great reminder. Thank you for bringing that up.
Perhaps some kind of coin or something too.
Perhaps so. Yeah.
Reverend Hughes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think that 2 cents an acre is a doggone good deal. And because we just celebrated Seward's Day, I just have to bring to the attention of the committee of a post that I saw, and I actually reposted it on Facebook because I thought it was such a great post. And it was the map of the state of Alaska overlaid the lower 48, which is always very impressive. And it said something about being Seward's Day, and said that in 1867, at the time of the acquisition, it was called Seward's Folly, but, and this was Travel Juno that posted it, said that they would like to call it instead the best deal ever, and I just would have to agree. So I appreciate the sponsor bringing the bill forward. I think it's a significant thing. It's good to remember, and I know there have been national discussions, too, about whether it was a good deal, and it'll be an opportunity for us to let the rest of the nation know that it was indeed a good deal. So thank you.
Any other comments from the committee? Okay, we have Barbara Propus. Would you please come forward? And I probably murdered your name there.
No, Propus is correct. It's phonetic.
Wait, one more time, Propus?
Propus is correct.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, very simple.
Please introduce yourself.
Yes, and I'm Barbara Probst. I'm the Deputy Chief of Staff to the Lieutenant Governor. And by statute, the Lieutenant Governor serves on the Alaska Historical Commission. I'm his staff designee. I've been working on this now for about a year and a half, 2 years. I've been working on events. And we're some of the activities during the centennial year, there were 46 projects. Actually, the federal government gave money because Alaska had no economic base. And it was trying to create an economic base that was before oil. And so there were 46 major projects across the state. The federal government matched every community, including Alaskan land, including Centennial Park, including the museum. In rural areas, there were many major. We have a lot of capital projects going on right now. Many of them will be timed around this. And some of the activities we're looking at, I've been working with the Seward House in Auburn, where William Seward lived and is now a museum. And we've made arrangements with them to have artifacts sent, including the original picture that is behind you right now. This is going to take a lot of time because of security, because there's so many parts of it. And the goal would be that there would be an exhibit at the opening of the SLAM, and then we would have a traveling exhibit to the museums that have the right staff. You have to be trained staff to handle this, to have the right temperature, with it being a year. So Seward's Day would be a part of this. It would go, the celebration would last for a year, and then the exhibit would end up in Sitka, which would be the main celebration. We've also reaching out to the city of Seattle, because Washington State would not be developed without this. There is a William H. Seward Park in Seattle. We're also reaching out to the Native communities. We know that that's an important part of discussion. We want to make sure that there's discussion around the state. We're looking at events. We're actually working right now on a Seward statue that administration has approved to be near the Diamond Courthouse. I've just received the artist renderings coming back.
Is it not a Seward statue at the Lusac Library?
It would be at the courthouse.
But there's a, today.
There's one at the library in Anchorage. Yeah. To my knowledge, that's the only Seward statue. There's one bust in the state. We've been working with the Seward family. They would come out for exhibitions. I work with people in Sitka. They're looking at coffee table books. There was an MOU that was part of the museum project, so there would be books, there would be, you know, mementos for the archives. I've been working with people in Haines and Seward, and there will be events statewide. But it's going to be academic discussion as well as celebration, so it will be commemoration. We are looking at the possibility of a coin, which could help to raise money for the events, and that's another reason why it's important that we start soon, because it can take a couple of years. So it's a very long, ambitious list, but we also hope to attract a lot of national attention to have the discussion about Alaska and its worth. Originally, it was called a sucked orange by some newspaper articles, or Seward's Folly. And then there are other stories that Alaska, that they felt that it would be worthy. But so it will have an academic and celebrations, and reaching down outside, working with the Canadians, getting the discussion of when Governor Egan headed the Centennial Commission. One of the questions that he asked is, what would it be like if Alaska had not become part of the U.S., given history? And so we really want to challenge people to have that discussion as well. So it has many, you know, many elements, but it's very important that we have some sort of formal, when I'm reaching out to people in Washington, D.C., that we have something in hand that we can say that, you know, authorizes us to do this, and to know that we have the support of the state, which is why we're here.
Very good. The border between Canada and Alaska, of course, comes straight down, must follow some longitude line or something. Was that the original border between Canada and occupied Canada?
It's my understanding it was, but it had more to do with the fur trade than latitude lines.
It had more to do with what?
The fur trade.
Oh, the fur trade, I see. Okay, good. Also, the Seward family, I think he, of course, was in the Lincoln administration, so that was in the mid to late 1800. Where are most of his family located now?
Auburn, New York.
Okay.
And that's where the Seward house is. We've been working with the board of directors in Auburn to try to get artifacts and then reaching out. I've reached out to some of his descendants.
And he has apparently quite a few descendants. I'm in the family history, which I'm very interested in that.
Right. Not quite a few, but he has, yes, he does have generations of descendants still there.
Another thing, too, of course, the Orthodox Church, you know, they were here, I assume, because of the Russians, the Russian Orthodox. Are they involved in some way? Because they're a very integral part of Alaskan history, more than any other church, I think.
We don't have them specifically involved yet. Right now, we want to make sure the communities, you know, that they're the ones that are going to drive what's going to happen in their particular areas. But, yes, I have had out of Sitka with Anna, who's the bell ringer, and she would like to see some projects, restoration of some of the Orthodox Church, the Russian Orthodox churches. And most federal grants won't allow you to spend money on that. So with the Alaska Historical Commission, we have come up with a grant that is, we've sort of moved some of the grants that we have to address anniversaries, and that would allow some funding to help with churches, because churches would be allowed to be part of this. So it's not specifically on the docket, yes, but we are working with that, and I would very much see that as part.
It might be good if you could contact and work with some of the Orthodox hierarchy here and tell them what we are attempting to do here.
Yes.
And ask them if they have any particular plans, because it very much affects them.
Yes, it definitely does, and yes, that is the intention, to reach out to the church. But we needed to make sure we had some authority before we start making more. I've had all the preliminary outreach, and I've been working on things like in Auburn, but this resolution at least gives us something in hand to say that the state's supporting our efforts and our efforts on the part of the Alaska Historical Commission.
Any other questions from the committee? Everything, Isaacson.
One of the things you might do, Barbara, thank you for your testimony. This is exciting, but you might contact the State Department or have the Russian Orthodox Church contact the State Department. They have spent over $1 billion in restoring Muslim, what do you call those things?
Right, mosques.
Mosques, thank you. And giving them computers and omens and things. So if the State Department can do that overseas, on religious buildings, certainly we can do that in recognition of our own people here. But one of
excellent
the questions,
point.
Thank you.
Excellent.
One of the questions, you referenced this picture behind us. For the record, can you describe it? If you can't, that's okay, but it'd be very interesting to know, if you know, all of these characters. And well, I guess Representative Keller was just pulling it up online, but maybe you could describe that a little bit.
I wish I could tell you more detail, and I promise I will by the but that was the original signing. You know, it passed. It was quite an ordeal getting Congress to pass it, and then they didn't pay for it, which was on Seward's Day when it passed. And then it's
unfunded liability.
Right, and they finally signed in the middle of the night, because I think that he was nervous when they finally had the agreement. And so this symbolizes the actual signing of the document that that transferred.
This thing says this guy's Seward.
Right, yes, that is Seward.
That's Seward, and that guy way over in the corner looks like it's his son.
Okay, so there's a William Seward and a Frederick W. Seward. Okay. And through the chair, Nancy was just pointing out that underneath that painting, for the first time, I've noticed there's something written about it. I'm so observant. but thank you. Thank you for pointing that out, that has historic significance. Sometimes we come into our the rooms, and especially as we're looking that way, and I see all the military jets, and then sometimes I look over there, and I think, well, that's an interesting picture now.
Is that an original painting or
this print? Is not an original painting. The original painting, which is an extremely expensive artifact, we would not have it hanging there, is in the Seward House. And that's the painting that the board did about 3 weeks ago agree that they would loan to us for that year. And that will take, as I said, it's going to cost something to get it transferred, and the security there's when you're dealing with original paintings of that magnitude. There a lot
very
of rules.
Good. Any other comments from the question from the committee? Anybody online would like to testify? Anybody in the audience who'd like to testify? That all. Close public testimony and bring it to the committee for discussion and or somebody to make a motion perhaps to move the bill.
Mr. Chair,
a resolution, I mean.
I move SCR 17 LS 1452 November out of committee with zero fiscal note and individual recommendations.
Very good. The bill passes. I want to thank you for bringing that forward to us. We really look forward to that. We are adjourned for the we don't have the schedule finalized for Tuesday yet, so we are adjourned and if-